when she's spoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us. You are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality podcast, and I am here with our runner-up of Big Brother 26, Mackenzie Manvick. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hello, hello. It's so great to finally speak to you.
Oh, it's great to speak to you, too. One of my first questions about your journey in the show, obviously later on you become very close to Chelsea.
Yes.
And you both were very outspoken about your religious beliefs.
Yes.
There were some people who kind of wondered if that connection blurred at all your eyes on the game, and you were more comfortable being in competition with Chelsea because of that bond.
Because of that bond. I will say half this game of Big Brother is social. It is finding the people that you want to play with, that you respect, and that you believe respect you. And Chelsea was one of those girls. And whether that be because of my religious views or not, I respected her a lot on a game sense as well. I didn't just choose her for her religious beliefs, and I don't believe she chose me just for my religious beliefs. We had games that spoke for themselves, and we protected each other. And I believe that that is what caused us to be so bonded, because we were huge threats in this house, and we were able to take each other to the end because we protected each other. And that is the main reason that I chose her.
Okay. Let's go all the way back to how your game started, because that was brought up on finale night, and that was the mat of it all, and Angela trying to paint you guys as a showman's flirtmance.
Yes.
It seemed like after Matt left, you really was focused on having your own place in the game, standing on your own 2 feet, which makes sense. And that also led to a lot of comments about Matt. And then at the end of the season, it seems like you're coming back around on Matt. So can you tell us what are those feelings? How much was game playing a part in your comments? Or was it really just how you felt about this connection?
Yeah. First week, definitely tried to hold off the showman. I watched Big Brother. I know being a showman is not what you want. And that is exactly what happened to me and exactly why I became an outcast and had to have the game I did. But I am actually very, very blessed to have the game that I did. And I think that him and I's showman, flirtmance, whatever you want to call it, was actually a very big blessing in disguise, and allow me to stand on my own even more, improve my game even more. And coming all the way full circle, all the way to the end, speaking about our flirtmance, our showmance, I said everything that was true. He is an amazing man. And the 10 days that we had together, I would not knock that we did have compatibility, and that I did spend a lot of time with him, and that we will have conversations after this, and I'm very excited and looking forward to them.
Yeah. Another person that you spent a lot of time with was Cam, and that seemed like the trio during Janky World was on rocky roads, because it seemed like Chelsea felt some type of way. Cam's just like, I'm just trying to do me. You're in the middle. What are your feelings about Cam?
See, that's where I get confused, because I have not watched the show back. I have no idea what's depicted. But what I can say is that Cam and I are not a relationship. No way in that form. We are very platonic. Do I love him as a person? Absolutely. Was he somebody that I confided in this house? Absolutely. He is an incredible person, and I am blessed to be able to get to know him. And honestly, Janky World for me was a very rough week personally, and I had a lot of times where I did need consolement, and I did need to just have somebody there, and usually those people in the house were Chelsea and Cam for me for a while, mm-hmm. especially that week, and me laying on Cam is just me laying on Cam. There was nothing extra to it. And I'm sure that he will say that he had Chelsea and I wrapped around his little finger. And I'm sure people are wondering me and Chelsea going back and forth with him in the middle.
That hasn't been his perspective at all. I think that's the thing, though, is that Chelsea kind of criticized him, acting as if that was his game. This is unfair. You're flirting with all these women. And he's like, well, first of all, I can't relate to other people the same way as you women can.
Yes.
So that's one. I'm one of the few men here. And yeah, he never talked crazy about like flirting with any of you guys. It just
I didn't
like,
assume he did.
Yeah.
I did know that Chelsea had spoken about it. Do I know what Chelsea said? No. Do I know why it bothered Chelsea? No. I do know that, again, showmances are painted as a very big downfall in this game. And I know that her and Cam were working together since day one. And him being in a vulnerable spot, being painted as showmance, would put a target on his back. And I do believe that that is what irritated her with it. Not in the fact of her being jealous or anything of that sort. I think it was her trying to look out for her and his game.
Okay. Now, let's talk about Leah, because that also came back around on the end of the finale.
Yes.
Now, Leah flat out told you when you nominated her, you are getting played. And it seemed like you had an internal struggle that week of like, is this my move? Is it not my move? Finale night, you claim it as your move. And then Chelsea comes right around and was like, no.
Yeah.
That one benefited me more long-term than short. So how do you feel now? And can you talk about a little bit if you were ever doubting that week after Leah told you that?
I never doubted the move I made. I will say it was very difficult making that decision because there is my head and then there's my heart in this game. And my head knew that it was a smart move. I knew that she had not touched the block for 10 weeks. She never let anybody in on what she was thinking, what she was going to do. And what I did know, though, was that she thought Chelsea was a threat. And Chelsea was my number one ally in the game at the time. And having anybody in the house who could win competitions and could target her or I is just not smart. And yes, did I talk to Chelsea?
To go back and forth on that. It's smart in keeping Leah because she was never going after you. Like, you want to keep it, you want to keep someone in the game who will go after the other people that you don't want to get blood on your hands. And Chelsea kept you because you took out Leah.
Yeah.
But you could have been on the other side and been the Chelsea of using Leah against Chelsea.
I do agree with that. But my game was not to get bold moves or get blood on my hand in that sense. My game was to be a loyal player and make moves that benefited not only me, but the people I worked with as well as the house. I could have played a more selfish game. I definitely could have. But do I think that things would have played out exactly how they did tonight if I didn't do that? No, I think that making that move, not just for myself, but for Chelsea and who I was working with, is exactly why I'm in the space that I am. Sure, I got second place. But my game speaks for itself. My game wasn't making crazy moves or being puppeted. My game was winning comps and getting myself there. And I do believe that is how I got there in the end. And whether people want to think that it was I got there because of Chelsea's decision, the thing is that I could have never made those decisions if I didn't win for myself.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You were actually a solo person on the outs for a long time. So I will say you weren't always a loyal person because there was no one to be loyal to.
Exactly.
When did you decide I'm switching for I am playing for myself to I'm going to be loyal to Chelsea?
So that switch happened around day 50, I would say. I can't give you a pure day, but
what made you decide that?
Yes, I was playing for myself for quite a while. And honestly, I was still playing for myself till the very, very end because I wasn't unaware that at any time anybody could cut me. So I was always very aware of that idea. That's why I didn't stop trying to win. But when I had somebody who came to me and was telling me what they wanted in their game and allowing me to make moves with them as well as talk them out with me, on where her head was at and allow me to speak where my head was at, it allowed some stress to come off of me. And I had a wall up still, but I also knew that I couldn't get to where I wanted to be without a little bit of help in the end, because I can't go every week winning HOH. That's not possible. You're not allowed to in this game. So I needed at least one person who was going to have my back, and that was Chelsea. And whether that bit me in the butt in the end, so be it, because again, I would not have been in those final two chairs if I didn't choose to play the game I did.
Yeah. Chelsea went after one of your votes hardcore by telling Angela that you couldn't stand her since day six. I feel like that's the face you had at that moment. Can you tell me what was going through your head after she said that? And how do you feel about Angela now since that was said on a public stage?
Yeah, in that exact moment, I just was thinking, thanks a lot. That probably screwed me. And it did. But at the same time, she was going to watch this show back and probably see that anyways. So I felt really, really bad that it was in that moment. But Angela now, I will say that I have a lot of respect for her game and who she is. As a person probably outside of this house, I do think that she has better intentions and that she was in a stressful environment. And whether or not that is who she is truly, I don't know. I've only known her inside the house, and that's all I can gauge. But I wish her nothing but the best, no ill will. I'm not going to hold anything against her. It's a game. I'm sure a lot of other people did things that I did not appreciate inside the house. But I just got a little bit more annoyed at her. She was my first enemy in the house. And honestly, since she was there for such a long time, it was easy to constantly speak about that because it allowed people to think that that's who I was going to go for.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure. And then, all right, this season, women won. Oh, we have one more question.
25.
I still want to talk about women winning. Women this season won 2/3 of the competitions, and then you made history winning OTEV in just one round. Let's talk about that. OTEV is huge. It takes time to build out and everything. And so for it to be ended in one round was wild to watch. And I'm just wondering, when you have to go in the diary room and possibly talk to some people who were part of putting that up, and you finished it so quickly, what was the vibe? What was the vibe?
I definitely think that there was a lot of, how do I say, what's the word? I think they expected more from us, you know? And the fact that we didn't give them that honestly just speaks volumes to our cast. Because, man, oh, man, did we have some moments that were just crazy. And that is just one of them.
Yep.
And I do feel bad that it only went one round. If I would have gotten it wrong as well, we would have had a bigger game.
Yep.
But I didn't. So, oops, maybe we can blame it on me, or we can blame it on the other five people that got it wrong. I'm going to choose the other five.
Yes, it's absolutely their fault, especially Chelsea. Like, what?
Girl, I was watching this competition, watching people throw Cedric's trip just one by one. And I was just like, I started getting to a point where I was like, am I wrong?
Right.
Like, what? Am I not understanding or comprehending this?
Yes.
But nope, it was them. And sometimes I don't even feel like I won that competition. I feel like they just lost really, really bad.
You absolutely won that, Mackenzie. I really enjoyed talking to you. Congrats on second place. That's nothing to sniff at. And I hope we see you again. I think we'll definitely see you again.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
It's great talking to you. Bye.
Hello, I hope you enjoyed our Mackenzie Mambeck interview for Black by Reality Podcasts. Like and comment on this video if you're catching us on YouTube. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you're listening to us, please rate this podcast 5 stars and subscribe for future interviews. We will be back next year for Big Brother again, and I'll be talking to Cam and Chelsea as well, so keep a lookout for that. We talk about reality TV over here. If you are new to us, we're recapping Love is Blind. We talk Survivor, all that good stuff. So if you love reality TV and want to hear about it through a Black queer lens, please follow along.